afflicted. It is the night shift, and most of Minneapolis does not know that tonight a drunk man rolled onto the broken ice and fell through the Mississippi. He lies sheltered and warm in the morgue, unidentified. Behind a dumpster by the Metrodome, a mother blows smoke up to the stars. She flicks sparks with a lighter, and inside her pipe, a rock of crack glows before it crumbles into ash and is taken by the wind. Another mother waits up for her son. He was shot in the chest, then pushed out of a fleeing car. He bleeds on black pavement. Exhaust fumes hover over him. Through the back doors of the ER, medics dump off the indigent, and black-booted cops track in salt and sand. We are all misplaced. An Indian brave is just plain drunk. The white paint on his cheeks and nose is from huffing paint. He is snoring off his stupor from drinking bottles of Listerine, the poor man's liquor. It's so easy to judge, but we are all broken in one way or another. The officer was just trying to clean up the streets, keep his back seat sanitary, when he picked up another filthy drunk and shoved him into the trunk of his squad car. The young nurse was conned into being callous. It only took being spit at, being called a bitch, and one punch to the face to learn to be gruff and keep them all cuffed to the bed. She takes off soiled jeans, uncovers scraps of a shredded newspaper, the homeless man's underpants, pissed on words. A grimy, tattered shirt is stuck to his chest. She peels it off, holding her breath, while flakes of dead skin detach into the air. In one more hour, it will be daybreak. She will go home to her clean house, her white down comforter on a pillow-top bed. But she knows there is an affliction in the air. Even the snowflakes fall like ash. She washes her hands.